Everybody, welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about what is going on up in the sky today that will affect you and your life. So today, beautiful sunny day here in the Pacific Northwest, a little bit chilly still in the house this morning, but I am looking forward to Vegas, baby. Tomorrow I get to leave and go on to 80 and 90 degree weather. So I'm really excited about that. Time by the pool, time in having family fun. So I'm really excited about being able to go and spend that time and then come back and get real and do what I normally do, which is work and chat and write and carry on with my life. So I have a quick interlude of excitement in my life before I get back to the daily grind, which I happen to love my daily grind. So don't get me wrong. I absolutely love what I do. So it's not like this is work. It's more like this is play for me. So I hope everybody's doing well this morning. And yesterday afternoon, we had a wonderful chat with the lady named Ameya Ma Kumara from the Divine University and the Sirius Library. She was talking to us about the WESAC celebration coming up for the full moon of May, which will actually be focused on May 19th, but the celebration is actually from the 17th through the 20th, I believe it is. But she did say something about 2 weeks around that time period as well, being about the celebration of WESAC, which is about enlightenment and reaching out to bring in and embody more light. And it is also a celebration of, as some people say, it's a celebration of the Buddha's birthday. And we shall see, right? It's sort of a fun thing to think about, right? Bringing in more in light and embodying that light and being able to set an intention for the rest of the year and into next year about how it is that you're going to carry that light. So I don't know where everybody is this morning. I see nobody in here to chat with. Either something happened when I set up the broadcast or everybody's busy today. The busy part, I would believe, because today we have, at least toward the evening time, and this will stretch over into tomorrow for those of you on the East Coast, we have a Mercury sextile Mars connection, and that's going to bring us busy, busy, busy energy, busy mind, busy physical. So we will have this opportunity then to maybe get some things done. I know this morning for me, before I woke up at 6 o'clock, got right up, got right to it, had a lot of work done by the time I went on air live at 8 a.m. Not to mention, I had about 35 different messages to take care of and listen to. So there was already this energy of conversation, and I was already feeling this energy of action. So today's a really good day maybe to get some things done, get your desk cleared off, get tasks done. You have the energy, you have the ability to get that done. And in this, there's also Mercury in its relationship to communication and the mind. So your mind is racing, yet it is also being focused on tasks and being able to get to the things that you need to get, you know, things done, to move forward. Remember, we had the gate 53 starting something that was activated last week with the sun, and we are moving forward, right? We have things to do. We have an agenda, and today we have the energy to put forth the steps for that agenda. So it's a great day. Good morning, Suzanne, and good morning, Patricia. Patricia says her birthday's May 19th. That's also my daughter's birthday, Patricia. So May 19th is smack dab in the middle of the WESAC celebration because it is the day of the full moon. So your birthday includes the full moon this year, bringing something into fruition, bringing something into closure, shedding the light or shining the light on something, epiphany or revelation. So it should be an interesting year for you, Patricia, as well. A new year, your new year, as it's your birthday. So I will be posting up, whoa, that's hot. I will be posting up the video for yesterday's WESAC talk, and you'll be able to hear that and get information on how you can sign up and join into the WESAC celebration that's going on through the Divine University or the Sirius Library, and also find out more details about what is WESAC and how do we work through that. Now everybody's checking in. Good morning, Colleen. Good morning, Lynn. And Suzanne Fulmer, she says, I'm here, LOL, thank you. Tomorrow is Beltane. That's absolutely right. Tomorrow, May 1st, Beltane, where we get to dance around the Maypole. It's a good thing we have Mercury sextile Mars as well. Tomorrow, we'll have the energy and the lift to bring in that light and shine the way through the next cross-quarter days. So how is everybody doing? Right? How's everybody doing out there? Yesterday, I was starting to feel this energy revving up. I have lots to do today. And I'm so glad then that Mercury is in a great position with Mars to give us that energy. You know, Mercury is in Aries right now, which is Mars territory. Mars rules Aries. And Mars is in Gemini, which is Mercury's territory. That's a term we call mutual reception. So when planets are in each other's signs and then they form a relationship, it's usually very positive and means that we have the ability to express the high side of that frequency, the higher frequency, I should say, of the energy established through those two planets. Mercury rules the mind. Mercury rules our communication. So we have the ability to speak quickly, to get our point across, and to be excited and animated in the way that we are communicating. But our minds are also animated at this point in time. So the one thing that we would need to watch out for today and into tomorrow is overreaction or reactionary energy. And that might mean somebody, because there's an element here, both Gemini and Aries energies are very youthful energies. And in some cases, Aries energy can play on the immature side of those energies. So we want to make sure that we don't get into reactionary mode if someone who is playing on the lower end or the more unconscious end of the spectrum says or does something that irritates or frustrates us. You know, this would be a time for us to just be, okay, well, you know, we'll just go with the flow, right? Or at least, in the very least, don't react to what it is that someone is saying or doing. Breathe, come to a center, and then choose how you respond or if you respond at all, right? You always have that choice. And then Mars in Gemini is very quick. It is also youthful energy. Gemini energy is useful or youthful in that it plays the curiosity card. It pulls, I always say it pulls threads, right? It's like chasing ideas and chasing concepts or the things that interest it. So we also have then a mind connection right now that is very mentally activated, wanting to go places and see new things and learn new concepts. Michelle Gay, good morning. You say, I'm frozen. Am I froze? Am I still froze? I know my computer was hot there for a moment and the fan wasn't kicking on. I hope that isn't a part of the issue. So someone let me know if I am frozen still, and maybe that is the problem today. I don't know. Technology, of course, is also running fast and running hot, right? It's not Mercury rules technology, your computers, your laptops, your microphones, and your video cameras, etc. So it wouldn't be surprising to find any glitches going on as things are rolling fairly quickly. Now, sort of juxtaposing that today is the moon in Pisces still for the entire day. I believe that's the entire day. What did I do with my thing? I'm a jigger. Yep, the entire day today, the moon is in Pisces. It doesn't transition out into Aries until tomorrow. And that means today the moon is going to connect up with Neptune in a conjunction. It is going to connect up via a square to Neptune Mars. And it is going to sextile both Saturn and Pluto. Sextile is a 60-degree angle or a 60-degree relationship that is an ease and flow, a sharing of information between the gifts and the talents of both of those planets And it also squares Jupiter today. So we have, you know, that is kind of this up energy, down energy. But overall, to me, what this says is that we are empowered to listen to our intuition, to listen more from our body's wisdom, what is going on within the body. As the mind is moving very quickly today, as we saw with Mercury in a sextile to Mars, we might not be able to rely solely on the mind. It's leaping from one thing to another. So what do we have in its place? Well, we have the oldest wisdom in the body, and that is your intuition. It is the oldest because it arose as one of the first centers of energy in the human template, the spleen. It is an energy based on survival, and our intuition and our instinct kept us alive. It helped us know when to flee, when to get ready for a harsh winter, what animals to leave alone, what plants maybe to leave alone, and when it was going to be appropriate to hunt and when it was appropriate to gather. So these are all things that were built within your body. Intuition, it's built in. And it is the oldest energy here. Unfortunately, over the last several centuries, we have sort of covered up that intuition with mind energy. And so we're always looking to the logic side of things to get our answers, to determine what we do. And it has caused us to leave out the intuition. So when we have the moon moving through a sign like Pisces that is very powerfully connected to intuitive energy, to prophetic energy even, it gives us an opportunity to reconnect that part of ourselves, or to reconnect to that part of ourselves that is deeply intuitive. So there we have it. Good morning, Kristen. It's good to see you. We haven't seen you out there in a while. I guess you've probably been listening to the recordings, but it's good to see you live with us this morning. Colleen says, my moon is in Pisces, so is this my personal new moon or full? I'm confusing myself. Nope, don't confuse yourself. It is your personal new moon, as whatever degree that the moon is in your chart is considered your personal new moon. So you should be feeling your energy lifting. You might be feeling extraordinarily psychic yourself or intuitive, knowing things before they happen, sort of like, wow, I'm really tuned in or tapped in and tuned in and turned on to information that's streaming in. And by the way, that information is always streaming in to us, right? It's not like it cuts off and that's why you're not hearing your intuition. It is always there. It is always there. It's just a matter of whether or not you're going to tap in. Are you going to pull it in to your experience, or aren't you, right? That's the question. So today, Colleen, think about, it's interesting for you because you're also heading into the new moon on Saturday. So you kind of are getting a little double whammy in your energy right now. And it makes me want to tell you to really go deep into what it is you want to create in your life. And, you know, get some powerful intentions ready to burst out with the new moon on Saturday, because right now you can tap in very deeply to what it is that's true for you and where it is that you really want to go and who you want to be, right? Who do you want to be? So now let's look a little bit at what is going on with the Mercury and Mars as it relates to your human design. Because Mercury is at gate 51, the gate of shock. We talked about this a bit yesterday. And Mars is at the gate 45. Let me see if I can pull up a human design chart here real quickly. I know I printed one yesterday. So let's see if I can find that. Here it is. So here's a human design chart for yesterday. This is called a just now chart. It was only good yesterday because the moon has since moved and it would be in different places. However, Mars is still sitting right here at gate 45, and then the Mercury is sitting at gate 51 right here. So they're both terminating right here at the ego center or the will center, giving us the energy and the stamina to do certain things. Now, what's triggered here, and I got to check something really quickly here. What's at 21? Venus. Venus is at gate 21. So our entire money line is connected up in our charts. The money line is right here from gate 45 in the throat center down to gate 21 in the ego center. And it's called the money line because it is the manifestation of resourcefulness, resource allocation, resource management. And our biggest resource is our time and our money. And in particular, the time that you spend earning money or working for money. So at the 45 end, Mars is at the end of the gate that's really, really, really good at spending money. That's the spending end of the money line. The gate 21, where Venus is in the more conservative bookkeeper controller end of that spectrum, which is I see the income, I know the outgo, and I'm better suited to manage that money. So through this line, then we have access, all of us, to being able to earn money and spend money, but also manage our money. So there's a big money influence here, at least for the next couple of days. I'm going to be in Las Vegas. I plan on coming home very rich. That's my plan, right? That's my plan. I'm sticking to it. I'm going to walk up to a machine. I'm going to put some money in or a card in or however that plays out, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to win big. That's just what I'm putting out there to the universe. And I think it is borne out because remember yesterday I pulled, shockingly enough, the Treasure Island card for us for the new moon window. Treasure Island, isn't there a hotel called Treasure Island or a Treasure Island at a hotel somewhere there? So I'm thinking I'm going to move on to that particular hotel and win some money. Okay, so when I come home and I tell you I've won thousands of dollars, you can be excited for me, as opposed to losing that, which I will not do. So Lynn says, wondering, I thought you said gate 5145, but you meant gates 5125. No, 51 is where Mercury is, 45 is where Mars is. So they're in two different channels. Mars, however, is completing the money line channel with Venus. So I kind of transitioned over to that. There isn't anything sitting at gate 25 right now in transit, but if you have something at 25 in your human design chart, for instance, I have the sun sitting there from my design. If you're born in June or you're born in so it'd be about the 15th to the 19th or 20th of December, or the 15th to 19th of June, 15th to 19th of September or March, you have gate 25 in either the sun or the earth. So you're completing the channel of initiation with Mercury sitting at gate 51. That may mean you are tapping into some kind of information that moves you forward in the evolution of your consciousness. I hope that makes sense. If you've just gotten confused, write it there so I can re-speak this and let you know. So Lynn says, thanks. Hopefully she got that. Colleen says, I have a great plan for Vegas. Woohoo! I'm just going to do it. And Natasha, good morning to you. Mother Mary says, it's time for us to reach out, practice what we want to do. Just trust that we can be what we want to be, even if it fails at first. Reset and look at it from a different perception and try again. That's awesome. Good morning, Londa. It's great to see you there. I was sitting here yesterday with Londa. Unfortunately, you know, this platform doesn't do very well when there are two people in one place and another person in another. So part of Londa was cut off at times. So I apologize for that. But Miss Londa Shamira was with me yesterday when we talked about WESAC. So you can get a chance to, you know, connect with her a little bit during that. So Londa, it was much fun, you know, hanging out with you and talking about WESAC with Ameyama. Okay. So nobody's telling me I've totally confused them. So let's see, where do I want to go from here? I think I'm done this morning. It's not that busy of a day today, right? There's the typical movement of the moon. It's moving through Pisces. I guess we could talk a little bit about the moon and being in a positive relationship with Saturn and Pluto. a sextile relationship. Again, that's a 60-degree angle between the planets. And it speaks to how each of those planets in their relative places share the gifts and talents. So the moon in Pisces aligns us with the expression of our deepest emotions, right? Love and compassion and caring, and brings us to Neptune, which is about our intuition, knowingness, anything other than logic in terms of how we perceive and absorb energy, transmitting. No, we'd be the receiver of intuitive energy. And Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn are restructuring and re-empowering us to live our lives more completely as one. What do I mean by that? So here's this image I get in my mind when I see Saturn, Pluto in Capricorn and the relationship they both have with Neptune, and right now what the relationship is with the moon in Neptune's territory, which is Pisces. And that is a picture of our embodying in a whole sort of way the fullness of who we are. And when I say that, what I'm picturing is the soul, and we know it's here. You know, on one hand, we can know something, right? We can know it's there. But this is more about the embodying of it, the restructuring of our lives to include spirit, right? To all of our decisions not being made just solely from reaction, but being made from a place of, you know, a soul knowing and recognition then that in there aren't these two separate parts of ourselves, right? We see in our human design chart the split at the heart and the soul, right? This right here. Being brought together by this channel of initiation. And it's an interesting study when you think about it, because, you know, here this split sort of occurred right around the time where the mind became very powerful, right? Where logic and science were birthed. And not that we didn't have access to logic before then, but up until that point, we relied on other ways of knowing it much more powerfully than we relied on science or logic, right? We were more spiritually connected. We were more connected to the earth and the natural cycles of time, etc., right? After that point, though, we became more scientific, more logical in our way of behaving, in our in the world around us. We began to look to science for answers, and we started to release the magic and the mysticism inherent in spirit. And it was never really gone from us. We just changed our focus a bit, and our focus turned to that of science and logic. It doesn't mean, though, that the other one was gone. We just hadn't been focused in that area. So with this kind of energy now, we can embody both. We need both, right? We have a two-hemisphere brain, right? Why do we have a two-hemisphere brain? Because we operate in both planes. And that is the reason why natural selection or nature selected for a two-hemispheric brain so that we could merge imagination and creativity with the logic and the scientific ability to bring it into creation, right? We can imagine something, so therefore we can create something. Does that make sense to everybody? So here we are now then in a process of really embodying that truth, that there are these very two distinct parts of ourselves that we have access to all the time. It's always there. So Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn restructuring us now on the inner planes because they're both retrograde and enabling us to more clearly see the path ahead of us through both hemispheres of the brain, you could say, or from the wholeness of our embodied spirit. Yay, right? And don't forget that Saturn is sitting at the gate 54, whose ultimate goal is enlightenment, and the ambition and drive to become enlightened. Jupiter, also retrograde, is at gate 11 in your human design, which is the gate of light. In its highest expression, it is the gate of light. coming out of the darkness and into the light, because the shadow at gate 11 for Jupiter is obscurity, right? We don't see. Our vision is obscured. The truth is obscured. But if we can even see one pinpoint of light through that, through that obscurity, one little pinpoint of light, then we have the opportunity to broaden that pinpoint and make it something bigger and go into that light, right? Not like go into the light because you're dying or passing on. No, no, no. It is moving to the light, embodying more of that, allowing your DNA to embody more and more of that light. Doesn't that kind of sound like what we talked about yesterday with the WESAC celebration? The purpose of WESAC? To be embodied light. Kind of interesting timing. I love it when there's coherence, when we see coherence moving through the systems of divination that we use, or the wisdom systems that we use or that we're a part of. All right. Anybody have any questions? I'm going to take us really quickly into the Pleiadian Earth energy calendar. Lynn, I hope you're enjoying this, right? Lynn was our winner last week when we, Cornelia and I talked to Pia and Colin about the calendar and about the astrology of the Pleiadians. And the day today that we are in is April 30th on the Gregorian calendar, but we are in the energy of 11 and being. So I got to switch this so I use the right terminology. The earth energies today are being. Now, remember I was talking earlier today about Mercury and Mars and how busy we are and how this gives us access to a lot of energy. Well, that energy is that of doing. And here we are on a day that is meant for being. So we're going to have to work a little bit at not just getting into doing and behaving, you know, in a way that's just busy and not conscious. We want to get into this energy of being. And the appropriate use of that energy is to be nurturing, creative, and start new things. Its inappropriate response is being reactive, critical, or needy. Now, the universal energies of the day are the 11 energies. And 11 is about illuminating. Illuminating brings light to help us see more clearly. And that is what we learn when we start living from a different kind of calendar. Right? This is the calendar. Are we out of that shadow? Today is the first day we're out of the shadow, right? We were in the collective shadow cycle. If you guys heard that interview, we were talking about the collective shadow cycle that we were in from April 10th all the way through April 29th. We pulled out of it yesterday, and we are now in the energy of being and ready to start new things. And as I look ahead to May, I'm cheating right now. I'm going to peek and see. No shadow cycles coming up for the month of May. The full moon is a catalyzing and enlightening mood. So isn't that interesting, right? I can't make this up. So the high point of the WESAC festival, which is about light, is on May 19th with the full moon, and it is the energy of enlightening, right? We go back to enlightening energy. That's the name of the day. That's the energy of that day, enlightening. So I love that. Followed by being again. So if you haven't gotten your copy yet, go to the piaorlean.com and order your calendar directly from her. And you can also order the book that explains more of the astrology behind this on Amazon or on her website. So let me write that website here in case you all want to go, ooh, Vicki, is that you out there, girlfriend? I hope you're doing well. We were sending you tons of healing energy, love energy, light energy. I hope you've received that and that you are doing wonderfully. There is the website for you to get your copy of the Pleiadian Earth Energy Calendar for 2019, and also get the book from Amazon, or I think you might be able to order the book from that website as well. All right. Lynn says, I am enjoying the calendar, Janet. Was hoping you'd talk about it. Thank you so much. So I kind of want your help, people, all of you out there, Lynn, because you have the calendar. Maybe tickle me every morning, you know, just sort of write in there, what's the Pleiadian calendar like today? Because I actually had to take this off my wall because I'm, as you can see, the background's different. I'm out in the front of my house. If I turned my camera around, you would just, it's just a beautiful day. It just makes me go, oh. But I want to be able to work through this with you all. And so maybe someone can just remind me every day, what's the Pleiadian day? Asa got hers and loves it too. Yay. Good, good, good. The more of you that get this and begin living from this calendar, the more in tune you become with the natural cycles of light and time and what have you. So I did this for the longest time. I followed the Mayan calendar, which is, you know, the Pleiadians gave the Mayans this calendar. And or this system, because it's not just a system of calendar, it's an astrology system, but they work in tandem, which is how it should be, which is so fascinating to me, right? That we in the Western, well, we in the regular world got so far away from the natural order and the natural system of things. And now, you know, it's almost work for us to have to go backwards, right? It's work for me to remember every day to bring up this calendar. So but we can do it, right? We can do that, and we can restore a semblance of balance and harmony, oneness and unity by working and living through a different form of calendar. Yes. Okay, let's see. Anybody else with any questions? Lisa, good morning to you. Awesome. I will check it out. Hope you get out in the beautiful day later. I have to pack today. I have a webinar to do today. I have a lot to do today. I will probably get outside at some point and just to get fresh air. Who knows? I was moving quite quickly this morning. I got through all this information within, like, what time is it now? It's 8:30. It's only a half an hour in the show. I got through it. And maybe I'll get through everything else I need to do today as quickly. So what I thought I would do here for the next few minutes, because I won't be here on Friday when we typically do card readings for people, is there anybody out there who would, A, like me to pull an oracle card from them? And I have two decks sitting up here with me, the animal and the wisdom, the Wota. Or would you like me to take a look at anything in your astrology chart? Because I also have that part open. Lynn says, I was thinking I should order the book to understand it all more deeply. Most definitely. The book, which I just so happen to have sitting here, I think, yes, I do, is Pleiadian Earth Astrology, Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness. It's a fairly, you know, thick book, and it goes through everything that you need to know. Now, a part of the book is an appendix with dates in it, so a chunk of this is, you know, giving you information about your own birth date, you know, and what you are. So, you know, about this much of the book is that. There's a lot of information here. And if you were born before 1975, so if you were born in 1974 or earlier, you will have to go to the website in order to get your birth information because it's not published here in the book. But the book goes all the way up through 2031. So it encompasses all the younger people on the planet. And, you know, if you have children or you have grandchildren, start teaching them about this now. Maybe I'll take this book with me when I go to Vegas and just leave it out for my grandkids to look at and see, because they'll go, what is that, Grandma? What is that? Or they won't care at all because they're in the pool swimming, which would be fine too. All righty. So I so need an astrology look-see. Both Asa and Patricia. Lisa says, yes, please pull a card. Lisa, would you prefer an animal card or a Wota card? Wota is the wisdom of the oracle by Colette Baron-Reed. And the animal is the spirit animal oracle. Oops, I obviously put that together wrong. By Colette Baron-Reed. So your choice, which deck would you like? And let's see, while I'm waiting for Lisa's answer, I'm going to take a look at Asa's chart. Hold on, Asa, I'm going to have to pull that up and see. Do you have a specific question or do you just want an overall something like what jumps out at me kind of thing? Because I'm good at that too. Let's see, do I have you under... Libra Dreams, I think is what I put your last name as. Has anybody else noticed if you're using Astro, how slow it's running? I don't know why it takes forever to load up anymore, and it's driving me crazy. It almost makes me want to stop using it, except that almost everybody that I've done readings for ever is in that program. And so it would be hard for me to let that one go. All right, so one moment here, and I'll have your chart up, Asa. And let me take a look and see if Wota. Okay, so this is for you, Lisa. This is the Wisdom of the Oracle deck. And let's see what pops up for you out of that. And Jacqueline, if I have time, I will get to your chart. I think I might actually have you already listed in there. I have December. That's funny. I did a reading yesterday for someone who was born on your birthday. So I pulled the card that actually matches the cover in protection, which is upside down, to be fair. And I'm going to turn this around so that you can see this. It is the card number 38, which is an 11. So that's about enlightenment. To be fair, again, though, it was upside down. So let's see what that means. Card 38. Just passed it. So the card itself means balance, justice, a need to consider options, mutual benefit, and the law of cause and effect. In protection, it means injustice and inequity are part of life, but they do not have to define your experience. This is a time when you may observe an injustice righted and fairly redressed. Perhaps you come to the rescue of someone else or are called to answer for a personal slight. You will be amazed by the sense of power that surges through you when you stand up for yourself and to others. This card also indicates a good time to advocate for others who are less fortunate. Choose your cause and commit to it because you can make a difference. One thing is for certain, if fairness is your intention, the situation will be resolved for the highest good of all concerned through acts of kindness, empathy, and courage. I hope that makes sense to you, Lisa. It's a beautiful card. Again, to be fair, dealing with issues of justice and fairness. Okay. And if you have any questions about that, Lisa, let me know. So Asa says, what jumps out? Dreams crazy and I feel stuck. Okay. Okay. And you are a manifester, if I remember correctly. So Asa, I wish I had done the other program this morning. I could have shown you the chart. But in the meantime, let's just take a look here at what jumps out at me. Of course, what is going to jump out is that there is this mass alignment of planets between Aries and Taurus right now. We have Chiron, Venus, and Mercury, and Eris in Aries, and then we have Uranus and the Sun, both in Taurus, early enough in the degrees that it's possible that it's in the same house in your chart. For you, though, Asa, it is in the fifth house and the sixth house. And that means your Jupiter is getting engaged here. And Jupiter in the fifth house is about love and romance and learning all about and engaging in sort of the fun, light, playful energies. So if you aren't having fun right now, you're not doing something right, right? If you're not playing, if you're not relaxing, if you're not creating, if you're not painting, drawing, doing poetry in a play or dancing or any number of other creative pursuits, you're in the wrong place. Okay. So if you're feeling stuck, it may be that you need to get out a color book. It may be that you need to get out some crayons or some pens and just start drawing. Interestingly enough, with Taurus energy, here's another fun activity I would suggest this for all of you, is I would get some blank poster board or some blank paper. I use the back of my desk calendar pages and draw, you know, kind of color out your life. Get some pretty pens. I have gel pens. I have Crayola markers. I have pencils. And what I would do is put it up on a wall or a board and just start coloring in, drawing what it is that you want to manifest in your life. And the reason I would say for you to do this, two reasons. One, we're headed into the manifesting moon of the year, the manifesting whopper of a new moon for the year. That's on Saturday. So why not right now just start using color and things to elicit more joy and to bring out more of your ideas and your creative energies? You're not stuck. You really aren't stuck. When we feel stuck, it's because our mind has gotten caught up in a loop, right? And or maybe it is a time that's really meant for rest for you. Now, let me look again here at your chart really quickly, because the other house that's engaged here is the sixth house. That is where the sun and the planet Uranus are. And it's about your health, right? Regenerating your health. So what are the things that you can do that support your body, right? Maybe get a massage, get a pedicure or a manicure, or, you know, just do things that feel good to you, because there's sensual energy here. All of the senses light up when we have Taurus prominent in by transits. So, you know, those things are supporting you. So do those things that support you. But for all of you, you know, get some creative juice on. Go, you know, if you're sitting here thinking today, what would I like to manifest? Get some paper out and some pencils or crayons and start drawing it, right? Maybe not set those intentions yet, because remember, the new moon isn't until 4:15 or so in the afternoon on Saturday Pacific time, 7-something then for you all in the East Coast. Get prepared, right? Get an outline of what it is that you want. Do it now. All right. Lisa says, thank you. Perfect. And of course, it's an 11. Of course, it's an 11. We love the number 11. Okay. So let's see what else we have here. Who else wanted a reading? I can't remember who that was. Asa. Patricia. So Patricia, you know what? I'm not sure that I have. I don't remember. I think it's Woods is your last name, right? Patricia. Or is it Wood? I don't have you here. Do I have you maybe under a different last name? Patricia. Let's look under P. Maybe I just had your first name. Seems to me that I had you in here because I thought you were a listener of the... A listener of my Living Astrology show when it was on the radio, but I don't see you in here, so I'm going to need, there's a Patricia. Let's see if this is you. Go. So Patricia, one of these days, is your birthday 24 January 63. Let me go back to Be Live. Buyers. Okay, so let's see if I have you under that. Or is your birthday in January of 1963? Because then if so, I have the right one. I don't have you under, I might. Hold on. Buyers, there you are, Patty Buyers. And hold on just one moment while this pulls up. So that's right. May 19th, you said, was your birthday. Okay, here we go. So Patricia, do you have a specific question? I was just talking to Asa and telling her that her chart was stacked between the fifth and the sixth house. Yours is stacked all in one house. And that house is the first house, the house of Y-O-U, the I am house. And in that house is, let's see, Chiron, Venus, Mercury, Eris, Uranus, and the Sun. So there are some big kind of things going on with you personally, changing maybe some of your identity, changing your viewpoint, changing the way that you see the world, changing what you look like in terms of hair or makeup or colors that you wear. This has been a time and will continue to be a time for a while yet, of personal revolution. Now, tomorrow, the sun, and during the new moon, the sun will be in your second house of money. So hopefully some of the changes that you're making personally are going to have an effect on the resource ability, the ability that you have to earn money or attract resources to yourself. So it's in a really good place. Yep. So you're wondering about wealth. Well, hey, you've got the moon, or you've got the sun heading in that direction. Next month, you will also have Venus and Mercury headed in that direction. That puts focus in earning money. And Uranus eventually will head into that part of your chart. Not quite yet. The other planets are going to lag behind, right? Chiron is going to take for a long time yet to get there. So in the meantime, I would look at what personal changes that you might need to make, or which changes have you already made that are going to position you in a way to earn more money. Because this second house is where you earn money, right? Not where it comes to you from a spouse, or where it comes to you from taxes, credits, or, you know, lottery winnings, that kind of thing. It's really about what you earn. What do you do that earns you money? Or also your values, right? It could not be money at all. It could be about your values and how you value what is in your life. So a lot going on in the second house here shortly. So I would, if you have concerns around money or earning, I would put my intentions for the new moon on that, right? Opening up pathways of resources, pathways of earning, you know, that kind of thing for yourself, because that's where the big focus is in your chart. I'm going to take one more quick look here and see your Jupiter. Jupiter is in your, you know what's going to happen here in December? Jupiter's going to cross your midheaven. I wonder, is there something right now career-wise, what you do in the world-wise, that you could be creating that does two things? One, creates a new flow of abundance in your life, and two, satisfies the expression of your authentic self in the outer world. So maybe that's what I would be focusing on, Patricia, is what it is that you can do to affect more flow of abundance in your life, and what does that mean for you in terms of being authentically expressing your authority in the world? I hope that makes sense. Okay, so let's see. Anybody else want a card reading? Jacqueline, you wanted me to look at your chart. Let's see if I can find you in here. Jacqueline Tyler, there you are. See, I knew I had you in here. So again, I apologize for the length of time Astro is taking to bring up information for me. And it's not because I'm broadcasting on air either. It does this all day long to me, no matter what I have going on. Ooh. So you have Mars in Gemini in your eighth house of change and transformation. So something big is going on here, some new action taking place for you. My guess for you, Jacqueline, is that you are having to work through issues in your mind, thoughts, beliefs, patterns that have been entrenched that you need to let go of in order to move forward. The eighth house is a powerful place of death and rebirth. This is not literally a physical death. This is often a transformation of sorts in your life. It's been 2 years since Mars was in this part of your chart. So if you can think back 2 years ago and see what was transforming at that point in time, maybe you can kind of get an in to what it is that needs to transform now. It wouldn't be exactly alike, but it would be sort of the next iteration or next expression of that, of the actions that need to be taken here in order to rebirth. Now, ultimately here, I cannot remember the exact date, but it'll be soon. It'll be in the month of May. Mars is going to come to an opposition with Jupiter, and Jupiter is in retrograde in your second house of money. So it's almost like you are redoing some issues of abundance right now. And Jupiter's headed backward to your sun, which can mean some good things coming up for you, maybe getting more money coming in. I think you're on a fixed income, if I remember correctly. So maybe that's like a cost of living adjustment or something, or maybe a new roommate or something that helps share the costs of living for you. But there seems to be some good things coming. But you may need to undergo some changes within you in order to accommodate new sources of abundance. That may mean you have to let go of old beliefs, of old grievances, of emotional hurts, of just ways of being, right? Anything that's been getting in your way, you may have to release and let go of, all right? And one of the things I know we always talk about, not just you and me, but all of us, is the victim energy, right? Playing that victim card does not suit anymore. It's done. It's a dead energy on this planet. So the more that we blame or the more that we become victims of something, the more we're holding on to old patterns. So you've got to release any of that old thinking that draws you back into victim energy or that blame energy and renew yourself, right? Come back to, I am completely and utterly in charge of my own life, right? And I can respond to what shows up in my life, not react, and I can choose what I do and how I do it and when I do it. So I hope that's helpful for you. Good morning, Diana Ballgard. You're welcome, Patricia. Let's take a look and see, Diana. I'm not sure if I have a chart for you, but if I do, I will certainly bring it up. Got to go back up to B here. I want to say we've done a chart for you maybe, huh? No, B-A-A. Nope, I don't see you in my list here. Let me make sure I'm spelling it right. It is B-A-L, B-A-L-G-A-A, B-A-L. I don't have you in here, but I could have sworn we'd done a chart before. I don't have you. So maybe you could type your birth information in for me. I'll need your date, time, and place of birth, and then I can take a look. Or if you want me to pull a card, I'd be happy to do that too. Okay. Asa says, something bath with candles, a salt bath maybe with candles. Being creative sounds perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Is that January 7th? Over here, January 7th. And what city and what time? In the meantime, I'm going to pull up a chart and add a new person. And this will be the last one that I can do. Diana. Oh, I must have done I bet I did a human design chart for you. 1940. And I need your time of birth and the place of birth, Diana, in order to do the chart. So I'll wait for that. Let me scroll back and make sure I didn't miss anybody else who wanted a card reading. Lisa said cards. Lynn. Nope, I don't see anybody else. Okay, good. Okay, so Diana, until I get your time of birth and your place of birth, I can't pull up your chart. There wouldn't be anything for me to say to you. Just a date doesn't help me at all or help me help you. So I'll wait for another couple minutes. In the meantime, let's see. Tomorrow I will not be on air. I have a flight to catch. That means I need to finish getting my house together and ready for Michelle to help come over and watch my cat for me. And what I've done, though, is I've scheduled posts for each of the days this week so that you'll be aware of what's going on. It'll drop into Living Astrology at 8 a.m. in the morning. So come to the page that you come to watch the video, and you will be able to get the energy of the day written to you. I will also be posting a new moon article that will drop on Friday for you on my blog. So let's see, we've got Tacoma, Washington, no birth time. All right. Well, that's going to make things a little bit more difficult for us, Diana, but let's see. I'm going to use the moment that you asked for a reading, which happens to be right now. So I'm going to use 8:54 a.m. and Tacoma, Washington. And Tacoma, there we go. And if you want a more accurate reading, Diana, maybe check on your birth certificate to see. Every Washington birth certificate that I've seen has the time on the birth certificate. Although maybe, you know, you were born at a time before they were doing that. I don't know. So this is as accurate as I can get for the moment. So I'm going to look at the bigger, wider picture for you. And two big things jump out at me. Remember when I was talking to Asa and I said that there was a lot of focus for her on the fifth house. You have that same setup. Your focus right now with Venus and Mercury and Uranus and just having passed through there is the sun, focusing on your creative energy, on play and fun and joy and relating to the world with childlike enthusiasm. So very youthful energy here for you. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, right? The age is just a number. What this is saying is that you really have to get back to the roots of things that made you happy, right? What made you joyful as a child or as a younger person, even getting back to those things? You may not be able to do it with the same energy. You may not, you know, if you were a gymnast in your young years, you may not be able to go out and do that right now, but you could certainly, you know, get engaged with things that did make you happy, because, you know, sometimes we get, and I want to say Chiron is, you know, headed into this area as well. As we get older, we forget how to have fun. We forget that, you know, playing energy is huge, right? It's in your chart that you're meant to have fun and play. If it wasn't in your chart, then you could be all adult and all normal and, you know, just, you know, serious. But I don't want you to do that. I don't want that for you. I want you to be able to go out and have fun and play. I get it. You were adopted, so it's not on your birth certificate. There are ways that we can figure this out, by the way, just not in time for us to complete the show this morning. So the big news for you, sweetie, go play, have fun, take the time to do what gives you pleasure. The other thing that's happening is there's a serious reconstruction going on within you. Now, it's not related to your health necessarily. It might be, you know, showing up in your body under health, but this is a personal revolution that you are also undergoing with Saturn and Pluto and the South Node conjunct on top of your sun, literally, and the planet Jupiter in retrograde on top of your natal Venus. So who is it that you would like to be versus who is it that you think you are? Right? Because often what happens in our lives, we take on a persona. We take on a persona that may not even be the truth of who we are or who we ever, ever in the world would want to be. So the question for you, my friend, is, are you being true to you and expressing who you are, or are you being something for someone else? If you're being something for someone else, that's going to be something that you need to work through and change right now. Okay? So be you and have fun. Those are my two big things for you. All right. I hope that's helpful. All right. Any questions from anybody else before I leave this morning? This will be the last day I am with you for a while, because when I get home on Monday, I have a medical procedure being done. I won't be lucid enough to come on and talk to you. On Tuesday, I have the skin cancer in my ear being removed. I don't know how I'm going to feel after that. So I am just going to have to go with the flow. So you may not see me for another week or so. If I can, I will write and I will post things. And as soon as I can get back on air, I will. And if you have questions, comments, concerns, go ahead and post them for me, because the one thing I can do is email or to, you know, answer questions that I see in Facebook, except on Monday. That one I won't be able to do. All right, everybody, that is it for me. I will talk to you all later. I hope you all have a wonderful week, a fabulous new moon. You know, the sky is the limit in terms of intentions and dreams and wishes and hopes and intentions for this new moon. So make it a good one, right? Go for it. Don't hold back. And make sure that it's all in the present moment and it has emotion behind it, and that it feels good, it sounds good, it tastes good, it is filled with the sights and the sounds that make you happy. That is going to ensure that you do manifest what you want as opposed to what you don't want. And don't lose heart if it doesn't happen in the moment. Okay. All right, everybody, take care. Mwah. Much love to you all. Bye for now.